Okay, we're going to have some fun with this one, okay? Our party line calls to neighbor islands, and we're starting on Hawaii Island with a recent transplant, Isabella Hughes. She's the force behind Shaka Tea, now in 30,000 locations around the U.S. We have to find out more about this at some point. But Bella is also co-founder of the Honolulu Biennial. She's a cultural commentator just back from talking about art in the Pacific at a conference in the United Arab Emirates. And she's sniffing out art happenings for us on the Big Island right now. Bella.
Hello, how are you?
Yay, I'm so glad to be talking. Where are you anyway?
I am right in Hilo Town.
Aha. Uh-huh.
A very happy resident here. I moved here in 2018.
Are all the smart, fun people moving to Hilo? Gosh.
I don't want to say all the smart, fun people are moving here,
stop.
But
it's
an incredible
stop.
Community, and I'm really excited to share with you a little bit about the conversation I had yesterday with one of the most inspiring women I've met since moving here.
Really? Who?
Yes, her name is Mia Tsukasaki. She's originally from Hilo, and she is the co-founder and director of an amazing experimental residency called Temple Children. She co-founded this with Australian street artist Megs back in 2016.
Wow. Temple Children? Is this religious at all?
No, it's not religious, but it feels, living in Hilo and seeing their murals all over downtown Hilo, very much like a cathartic religious, almost like experience. And what's really amazed me is just the level of quality and how, being an experimental residency, they're really, really into the hybridity and a multidisciplinary approach of connecting art and sustainability.
Wow. It's
just something you've got to come to Hilo and do a walking tour of their amazing public murals. Next time you're in town.
That's how you noticed them? You started seeing murals around town?
Exactly. KTA, the grocery store. They've got two, and that first is sort of how I began to notice them. And then I started following them on Instagram. It's, you know, Instagram handled Temple Children. And then most recently, it closed up last month, was an incredible show. If you're familiar with the East Hawaii Cultural Center, Contemporary Museum of Hawaii, right in downtown Hilo, they had a show called Kindred Spirits that brought together 11 artists, and it was phenomenal.
Were they all Hilo people or what?
No, so the residency, it's all about connection. And what really struck me with my conversation yesterday with Mia was about how the residency, it's not a static thing. And the residency itself, she really views art as the vehicle for this connection and bringing in artists from all over the world. Sometimes they work with local artists, but generally the focus is national and international, and really sharing our culture, our community, with a huge emphasis on sustainability, permaculture, Aina-based learning, and the experience has actually changed lives. She shared they've had artists, you know, leave the residency saying they're now actually thinking about where their food comes from, how to live a more sustainable life. So it's a very fascinating project.
Gosh, because I was looking at the exhibit that they did at East Hawaii Cultural Center, which now I realize is called what? The Contemporary Museum of Hawaii?
Yes.
I mean, this is a mind switch for me, and I love it.
Contemporary Museum of Hawaii.
Okay, so that's ahead. But their exhibit, I mean, it seemed like a multimedia crazy immersion thing based around permaculture farming.
Exactly. And it was incredibly multidisciplinary. And in addition to the actual exhibit with everything from, you know, light installations to film, there were also then four new public murals that you can see right now in Hilo. They take great care of their murals. They tend to be around for 3 or 4 years. So plenty of time for anybody on any of the other islands to hop on over and see them.
Oh, man, thank you so much for opening our eyes to this. Okay, this is a group called Temple Children. Have they got a location in Hilo?
Actually, the residency is run out of Mia's own house, which was really, really, I think, such a reflection on hosting and connection, which she underscored. And then if you come to Hilo, I would be happy. Anyone can hit me up and take you on a walking tour, and I'm sure Mia would join as well.
Oh, God, that'd be so great. I'm going to do that for sure. How do we contact you, Bella?
You can email me at hello@isabellaartsadvisory.com.
hello at isabellaartsadvisory.com. Hey, thank you so much for turning us on to this wonderful group here. We have so much more to talk about. And I saw that the exhibit they had was a sort of a combination of efforts with the County of Hawaii, Keo Kaha One Youth Development, Right On For You, Novo Painting. Who are they? So we got to find out about a lot of stuff going on in Hilo.
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for having me on, and I cannot emphasize enough, everyone should check out Temple Children. Definitely follow them on Instagram, learn more. It is one of the most exciting residency programs, not just locally, but truly globally.
Yay. Thanks, Bella. Yep. We'll check back with you in 2020.
Okay. Happy Aloha Friday.
Aloha. Bye-bye. Oh, yeah. Party line. Oh, man. That was great. Hey, let's head over to Lana'ina. Hey, have you ever been to the Lana'i Culture and Heritage Center? It's right in town. We're going to talk with longtime Lana'i educator Diane Preza about how they do the holidays over there.
Aloha, the Lana'i Culture and Heritage Center. Diane speaking.
Yay! Hi, Diane. It's Noe.
Oh, hi, Noe. How are you?
Really good.
Good.
So glad you're there. We always think of you folks kind of freezing over there in Lana'i City.
You know, it's funny because lately it's been kind of warm. Only lately, within the last week or so, maybe get a little bit nippy, but it's very odd that it was so warm here. So.
Gee, Diane, it's really fun to get to talk to you there at the Culture Center. What is it like on Lana'i, like Christmas time? What goes on?
Well, you know, Lana'i is very laid back, very peaceful, very quiet, but, you know, we have things that happen in the community. The other week we had a Christmas tree lighting. So in front of the Culture Center, there's a Cook Island pine that they decorate. Santa comes on the fire truck, you know, in the back of the pickup, and then he greets the kids, and there's goodie bags, and there are food vendors, and there are performances. And so it's pretty. Then at 6 o'clock, the lights get lit up, and it's a pretty big tree.
It is. I remember seeing it there. It's kind of awesome. I mean, are there a lot of kids on Lana'i?
There are. You'd be amazed. And it's a great time because the kids from college come back home and families come back home to visit. So it's always nice to see people during the holidays.
Right. The community fattens back up, huh?
It does, actually. We had a cool little fun run, the Jingle Bell Dash, the other weekend. There's going to be a Christmas luncheon, a senior Christmas luncheon, that's going to happen on Christmas Day, and the community all pitch in and make a really nice luncheon, especially for the seniors, although anyone is invited. But
where's that?
We have that at the senior center in town, and people donate turkeys and, you know, side dishes. And for those that can't make it to the center to enjoy the lunch and the entertainment, we deliver to homes. We'll bring them lunch, and the businesses here donate items to put in a gift bag for them. So we've done it for many, many years. And
do you feel like you kind of know kind of everybody?
Oh, yeah. So because I'm born here and raised here, you know, there are a lot of new people here too, but it's still a sense of community here. People just trying to help each other out, and it's just nice to see because our family delivers. It's a yearly thing for us, and so we have the same list pretty much every year.
You get to check in on them.
We get to check in and say hello, and people are so happy, you know, that you go to visit, and
Well, do you folks, I mean, you have Ala Moana Shopping Center and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it, like Amazon Avalanche on Lana'i right now, or what?
Amazon Prime is a big thing, I think, here.
Or do you make your gifts at all?
I don't know. Maybe not as much as before, I think. So I think a lot of people, they go off island to shop. A big thing is for folks here on Lana'i is they go to Maui. They take the ferry over. It's relatively inexpensive, and they bring over coolers and empty boxes, and then they'll go to Costco or, you know, the store's there, and then they'll shop there, and then they'll come home. It's a little bit more cheaper to ride the ferry than catch a flight over to Honolulu. And, you know, if you go to Honolulu, there are, you know, not that many flights, but there are some, but, you know, you have bag limitations and you have to pay for bags. But the ferry that services us, you know, they're very kind and, you know, very accommodating to the community. So
That's just so neat how that works out.
Yeah.
Huh. And, you know, I see that the Culture Center has a big, like, anniversary party coming up in January.
Yeah, so January 18 on a Saturday, we're going to have a celebration to celebrate 10 years in this location.
Oh.
We'll have some entertainment and food, and we're happy when visitors come, but we're also so happy when we have people from the community come up and look through things and reminisce, and it's pretty cool. Sometimes we have the kupuna in the community will come up and look through old photographs that we have, and they know who people are, and, you know, it helps us to document and keep that in our records. So talking story with them, they're so much fun.
They're a treasure trove.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We'll talk to you again before that so we can find out more about what's in the Culture Center. Okay.
Sure, Noi.
Oh, thanks so much, Diane.
You're
really
welcome.
Good catching up.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, we'll stay bye-bye. In touch.
Aloha.
I really hope you have some time to drop by the Lanai Culture and Heritage Center sometime. And you probably already have been to the Maui Arts and Culture Center right there in Kahului. All you people in Hawaii who love wood products, Nida Bangerter, the director of the Mac Schaefer Gallery, has been scouring the U.S. for intriguing and thrilling wood art. We just have to see this. Nida, are you here on the line?
Good morning, Noi.
Hey, good morning. Well, what have you found for us?
Oh, I have my back loading bay in the gallery full of 25 large crates full of wonder. So this is the Woodworker's Journey Concept to Creation. It's the next exhibition. Mm. And it's in honor of our Maui Arts and Cultural Center's 25th anniversary.
Oh.
So I invited 25 artists from Hawaii and the mainland U.S. To participate. And they all have distinguished careers in woodworking.
Huh. Great.
So, and the title of the show really leads you to concept and creation, leads you to the focus of the invitational to show the process of woodworking and thinking behind the thinking behind the ideas and use of material and how they do it.
What were some interesting new threads that you found?
Well, you know, they're kind of being discovered certainly as we open those crates, as I've seen images on JPEGs and just corresponding for the year and a half that this has taken to pull this together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there are seven women participating in this exhibit, and their work is really remarkable, and I find that it's quite playful. One that I really, whose work I'm really admiring is Katie Hudnall. She's an artist from mm-hmm. Indiana. And she's also a teacher. She's an associate professor of furniture and design at the Heron School of Art and Design. And she's created four small cabinets for the exhibition. And she uses salvaged lumber. And she has a very whimsical and sort of, you know, these are creature-like cabinets with personalities. And they're exquisite.
Do they have drawers or anything?
They do. It's a cabinet that opens, and then she has the animal looking back at you when you open the cabinet. So there's little shelves.
Oh, how fun.
Things. Yeah, they're very playful. Really fun. Another woman whose work is extraordinary is Yuri Kobayashi, and she teaches at Rhode Island School of Design. So she's sending this stunning bent wood rocking chair made out of ash wood, and it really exemplifies her sense of design and furniture and how she teaches. And sure.
Is that what does it look like? Is it organic shapes? Is it more modernist looking? I mean, I'm trying to get an idea.
It's very modern looking. So it's made out of ash, which is a very
light
hard wood. And this is another thing we're seeing is woods from around the country.
Exactly.
Natural woods. But ash is a beautiful, almost white wood, and she has a way of steaming and bending the wood so that the rocker is not your typical, what we think of as a rocking chair. It's more rounded shapes in the form and design of it.
I feel like I'll be rolling around.
Yeah, I know.
Well, Nida, do you have any local people in the show as well? What?
Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, Hawaii woodworking, the history goes deep, and the appreciation of woodworking in Hawaii, certainly, but there's 11 artists invited from the different islands in Hawaii. Peter Naramore and Alan Wilkinson and Ty Lake were consultants on this exhibit for me, so I want to definitely mention them. Also, Sean Fleming from Maui, Joel Bright, Robert Butts, Marcus Castang, Ricardo Vasquez, Michael Patrick Smith from the Big Island, and Mats Vogelvik, also from Kona.
Ooh, wow. You know, it's just so exciting that you've had this chance to survey what's going on, and you've really, really concluded that we've got some worthy artisans here in our state. This is going to be exciting to see them shoulder to shoulder.
Oh, definitely. I think it's like the only chance to see this much quality, high level of craft and design in of this particular group, because it's not traveling anywhere else.
Okay. When does it open?
It's a great opportunity for collectors if they're looking for a piece of beautiful functional or non-functional wood.
It opens when and closes when?
So we open, public opening is January 6th, and it runs through February 23rd, and we're open Tuesdays through Sundays, 10 to 5.
And you've got some cute programming with this, too, so we've got to check the MAC website. Thanks so much. Wow, Nida.
Always a pleasure talking to you, Nellie. Take care.
Staying in touch. Bye-bye. Ah, yeah. Can't wait for that show. We may have to head over for that one, guys. And now, let's connect with our buddy on Kauai, Carol Yotsuda. She served on the HPR board 37 years teaching art in DOE, this woman, but that was just a way to create more artists on the island of Kauai. She founded the Garland Island Arts Council, generally knows what's up. Hey, Carol, are you here?
Hi. I'm here.
This is going to be hard, Carol. I don't think we've ever talked for less than half an hour.
I know. We got to stop meeting like this.
So what you been up to? I heard you were block printing yesterday.
Yes. We were invited by the Kukui'ula village. They're called the Chopstick Kukui'ula. Hmm. And they asked, I guess they wanted to gift Garden Island Arts Council with a fundraising award.
Oh.
So this was the second time we went there, and Shannon Hiromoto from Machine organized the event, and my volunteers went, and we just had so much fun. And at the end, they gave us a check for $4,000.
All right. Oh, that must have felt so good. Kukui'ula Village, nice. Very nice job. All right. Garden Island Arts Council, fantastic. Hey, and that means you were working with Shannon.
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
My former student, wonderful artist.
She came over to Oahu to bring some things for the Honolulu print and book fair.
Oh, yeah.
And I found some wonderful things by her. Oh, my gosh. You have to tell her hi for me, Carol.
Oh, yes, of course.
What's still coming up in on your island for Christmas stuff?
Oh, what's not coming up? You know, when I was sitting at the table at Kukui'ula, one of the snowbirds, these are people that live part-time here and part-time on the mainland, he came and reintroduced himself to me, and he says, I came in Saturday on the plane. I have your e-calendar with me, and we just checked into the hotel to get our key, and then we started going to all the things you have listed in
what?
Your e-calendar.
E-calendar.
So he went right out to Kilauea to the Kilauea Christmas concert by Paula, and had nonstop been going from event to event because there's so much going on this island.
Okay, now wait. This e-calendar, he's right. It's a good, like, just make it your date book. So where do we get this e-calendar?
Oh, people, about 10 people every week just write to me, or they connect to the
and
Arts
how
Council
can...
and they say, put me on your list.
I know, it's like the most comprehensive list for Kauai's, but how can people who don't get it find it?
Oh, they just have to email me at giac05@icloud.com.
Okay, that's GIAC for Garden Island Arts Council, GIAC05@icloud.com.
And if they put me on the list, then they will be on the list.
Oh, man, this list is incredible, guys. Sign up
people
for sure.
People on other islands follow it, too.
Exactly. Okay. Well, that's what I'm going to do to find out what to do on Kauai over the holidays, Carol. Yeah. And then you know what? We can check back with you in 2020 for, especially for E Kanikapila Kākou.
Oh, we have a fabulous lineup.
All right.
And we're going to top it off with the Sovereign String Band.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we're going to have to check back. Thanks so much, Carol. Talk to you soon. Wow, that was so much fun to go all the way from Hilo to Wailua on an Aloha Friday.